Incompatibility with surrounding industry was among several concerns voiced during a public meeting Tuesday about a 10-tower mixed-use residential complex proposed for 410 Queen Street in Hespler. Paul DeMello, a lawyer representing the owners of Samuel & Sons Company, a steel distribution firm located on Grow Avenue, said his client's main concern with the proposal is the proximity of three 12-story towers that would be 28 meters from their client to the east. They disagree with a noise study that doesn't mention anything about compatibility with neighbors of the site and said they have no intention of moving their operation despite an expectation they would be on the receiving end of noise complaints. DeMello said the roof of the warehouse is also covered in solar panels and the developer's shadow study of the site shows the panels would be impacted by the towers. Kitchener firm Black's Point Developments wants to convert a vacant industrial property at the corner of Queen Street, Goebel and Grow Avenues into five mixed-use blocks containing 10 towers between 12 and 30 stories in height. The project would contain about 2,000 residential units and 10,920 square meters of commercial and office floor space. The project, proposed for what is considered the gateway to Hespler, and within a community node, that encourages intensification as part of the city's growth management strategy, would also contain a private internal road network with a focus on pedestrian connections to the site and through the site. The former industrial property was once the home of a series of businesses including Woods Transport, Dominion Consolidated and Challenger Motor Freight. It was purchased by Loblaws and rezoned in 2006 with the idea of building a Canadian superstore, but has stood vacant since. Dave Aston, of Black's Point Development, shared the vision and design thinking for the Gateway project. He says includes a blend of uses to support the development and surrounding businesses. A site plan includes landscaping, placemaking and a high-quality pedestrian realm that Aston said will provide a lot of room for landscaping to improve the look of the space. Street-fronting podiums below each of the towers on Goebel and Grow would contain space for retail and restaurants. The developer is seeking the city's approval for a number of zoning amendments. They include increasing the permitted density from 75 units per hectare to 425 units per hectare and permitting 30 stories where only 12 are permitted now. The project calls for an increase to the maximum lot coverage allowed from 30% to 40%. Current zoning requires 1.25 parking spaces per residential unit and 2.5 spaces per 100 square meters of floor area for offices. But the applicant wants that reduced to only 0.85 spaces per unit, one space for every 30 square meters of office space and one space for every 70 square meters of office space above the first story. Derek Coleman, a 47-year resident of Hespler who lives three blocks from the proposal, said the height and density are just too much for the community, and believes 12-story apartments are more appropriate for the site. Nearby resident Jameson Picard agreed, saying he's happy to see development on a barren site, but is worried about what a significant influx of people would mean for the village. By his estimate, the Black's Point project would add about 4,500 people, while other developments in Hespler are set to build another 600 residential units. All of it will have a cumulative impact on the village he doesn't believe can be sustained. Those impacts will be most severe on traffic and schools, which he said have no capacity for this development. Cambridge will end up with a community that's busy, dangerous and not fun to come to, because of the crowding, he said. Cown. Mike Devine said he admires the developer for going through due process instead of asking for an MZO, Minister's Zoning Order, but he questions the density and height of the project, not to mention its impact on traffic. We need to have a good long look at a traffic study since these are lands that will be part of future proposals, he said. If we get snarled traffic, there will be no business. He estimates that combined with developments at the Forbes' Estate, River Road, Queen and Adam Street, and Winston Boulevard and Queen, up to 8,000 more people will call Hespler home. And he agrees with Picard that an influx of young families would leave local schools, busting at the seams. He also wants to see parking maintained at one space per unit, noting how the project is not as close to transit routes as the developer thinks. But height is Devine's main concern. 30 stories is a stretch. Do we want the village of Hespler to look like Dubai? I think not, he said Cown. Pam Wolf asked if affordable housing would be included in the development and was told by Aston that various aspects of housing choice will be included in future discussion. The project is expected to include 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units. Mayor Catherine McGarry was happy to hear that, noting how adding to the housing supply is one of the most pressing needs in the community. "I am concerned we don't have enough supply of attainable housing, particularly in regeneration areas," she said, adding she believes projects like this will help make the city's core areas vital again. Councillors voted to accept the proposal and referred it back to staff for a report. That report will be accompanied by a recommendation when it returns to council later this year.